I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Tuesday to you. Glad to be rocking with you for the next 3 hours. But FYI, this is a 4-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's real simple. You can listen 4 hours on the free radio.com app. You can go to cbssportsradio.com. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 206, and then also Apple Music. I mean, we are all over the place. You go to Apple Music and you type in CBS Sports Radio, boom, there it is. All right, it's real simple. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief, and if you didn't know by now, I'm coming to you live from the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. And I can sit here with you and talk forever, and that's exactly what I want to do. And also want to elicit and solicit your opinions. It'd be boring for me to sit here for just 3 hours and bloviate and just run my mouth. Why? You're human beings. I'm a human being. I don't want to sit here and talk into the microphone and not get your thoughts. And that's what we did here in the first hour. DeSean Jackson had himself a hell of a 3 days on social media, sharing messages and thoughts. From Louis Farrakhan, he shared messages from books that were considered to be anti-Semitic, and he had to post an apology for it. And I said, I don't think this is necessarily a direct hate from DeSean Jackson. This is a matter of ignorance. And now he is paying for it in the court of public opinion. And I think he should probably pay for it in his wallet. And whether or not that goes to the Eagles or whether or not it goes to an organization in the Jewish community to educate himself or allow for other people to be educated, I think that's the best usage. And I appreciate all of the callers who hit us up in that first hour and shared their thoughts and shared their sentiments. I do want to pick up on 2 callers that we had on the line, 2 from Sacramento, actually, and get their thoughts. And then I want to tell you what's going on with Bubba Wallace. You know, we want to talk about people sharing hateful messages and speeches online. And Bubba Wallace, he's come out with an endorsement because of a particular tweet that has been sent or added to him. And then I want to transition and talk about quarterbacks in the NFL. We know there's a guy who plays in Kansas City, got $500 million. Okay, I don't know who the next $500 million quarterback is. But I do believe we have a lot of exciting young QBs in the league. Who's going to be next to step up? That's a conversation that we will have this hour. And then also later on in the show, or all my boxing fans out there, I'm going to chat it up with Bob Arum. Matter of fact, we're going to have that conversation next hour. Bob Arum, founder and CEO of Top Rank Boxing Promotions. He started off with Muhammad Ali, and I mean, you can go on down the line. Floyd Mayweather Jr., Roberto Duran, Oscar De La Hoya. He represents Tyson Fury right now. Vasily Lomachenko, Teofimo Lopez, Shakur Stevenson from New Jersey. The list goes on and on. And so Bob Arum, he was able to help bring boxing back during the pandemic. And I definitely want to ask him what his thoughts are on these other professional sports leagues and the challenges that he's had in getting boxing up and running. But I want to hit these phone lines for our last 2 callers who have been very patient. Our line, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico's offering an extra 15% on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. A big shout outs to Stu. A big shout out to Ryan for helping to put this show together. But right now, let's go to Sacramento Let's talk to Austin. Austin, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, brother? I appreciate the line. I'll start by saying this. I'll never understand the plight of the Jewish man or woman who feels the blade that cuts deep of somebody who uses the word like Nazi or the word Hitler. So I can't feel comfortable being the judge and jury of what Deshaun Jackson should get, but I like your idea. I think he should be fined, and I do not think that he should get a suspension because that money, like previous callers, should go to a good cause. So by suspending him, you're taking that money away from him. So let him play, fine him heavily, make sure he gets educated, and take that money and put it where it should be, towards anti-Semitic causes that because at the end of the day, money is what's going to hurt him. A suspension won't, and that's all I got. But I appreciate your time, brother.
No doubt. Thank you, Austin, for calling up from Sactown. Let's stay in Sacramento, California. Let's talk to Ben. Ben, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts?
Hey, JR, appreciate you having me on, man. You know what? Just coming out here from the West Coast, I got to say, I love listening to you, but this whole thing with wanting to find Deshaun Jackson, I think we need to give the man a second to just think about what he said and think about the way that it came across and maybe have a chance to go back on everything because, and I know it's not exactly parallel, but the one thing I want to say is that Drew Brees did not get the same kind of blowback on his. Now, he did go back on what he said, and he apologized, and he made right on what he did. I think he just missed the point. And I think Deshaun Jackson just really has an idea of what he wants to say, but he missed the mark, just like Drew Brees did. So this is coming from a white guy saying this about a black man speaking on this. I don't think we should jump to conclusions.
Why does that matter, Ben? I mean, what does it matter what color you are? I mean, right is right, wrong is wrong.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No, and you're completely right, but that's what I'm saying is because I feel like Drew Brees being an icon like that and being a quarterback, the symbol of a team, and a white man, he was allowed the fact to apologize and learn from what he did, which he missed the mark on what he said. And he absolutely didn't. He went back on that.
Ben, I don't see a difference. Drew Brees said something, and he said something right when the wound was right there and reopened, and he said something, and he certainly felt it. Deshaun Jackson is certainly feeling it. I don't know the difference. I would venture to say, hold on, Ben. I would also say that Deshaun Jackson, I have never heard anything about religion. I've never heard anything out of Deshaun Jackson's mouth. I have heard a stance that Drew Brees made. I've heard that before. I mean, he said it. So I agree with you on what you're saying that, okay, quote unquote, give Deshaun Jackson a break. But I don't see he's catching the same beating that anybody would catch. I mean, this is not anything exclusive.
No, he's going to catch that beat. No, absolutely. I just think that we need to give him a moment to educate himself.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I mean, but you listen, he's caught in education. I think that much is the case.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know where give him a moment is. I mean, where was the moment before he hit send? I mean, there are a lot of people.
It's a gentleman that has a platform and and he took a misstep.
True. There's a lot of people who have platforms and don't make that same problem or step. I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people who feel the way Deshaun Jackson does in the NFL. But you know what? They all don't go out there and press the button.
But in this time, you're absolutely correct. But in this time and the way things are going right now, I think we need to have a little bit more understanding in our country, and we need to take a step back and stop putting people at this point in which they're just like they're crucified for one thing they say. I think we all need to be a little bit more forgiving and just treat each other like human beings. And maybe Deshaun just be jacked up. That's all.
I agree. Well, shoot, Ben. I agree with you on that regard. I appreciate you for calling up from Sactown. You be well and be safe out in that way.
Thank you, JR.
All right. No doubt. Shout outs to Ben from Sactown. I agree with that last part. Let's be a little bit more human there. And speaking of being human, we all know about Bubba Wallace. And I've commented on this, and trust me, you talk about social media. Feel free to come through some of my messages and read some of the wonderful things that that people say to me, but that they won't necessarily want to say to my face. It's amazing out here. But, you know, the president of the United States decided to go on Twitter yesterday and pretty much tell everybody about Bubba Wallace, and Bubba Wallace should apologize, and the noose was a hoax, and just a whole bunch of nonsense. That's flat what it was. And then later on last night, we come to find out that Bubba Wallace actually picked up an endorsement from Beats Headphones. And I would say when Beats pretty much came out, the larger elements of their marketing campaign revolved around musicians, obviously headphones, but it also revolved around athletes, folks like LeBron James, people like Richard Sherman, athletes who, quote unquote, have to tune out the noise, who have to go out and perform. And so Beats Headphones, they put out an interesting statement last night. I'll tell you what it is right now. Beats Headphones pretty much said that we weren't going to announce this deal until later this week, but hate cannot win the day. No one should ever be asked to apologize for standing up for what's right. We are proud to welcome Bubba Wallace to the Beats by Dre family. Good for Bubba Wallace. I'm not mad at him. And I'm pretty sure that Bubba will continue, you know, just standing up for what's right. And I mean, as the most prominent African-American race car driver here in the United States of America, good for him. I'm glad he was able to pick up that endorsement. I'm glad that Apple and Beats by Dre would go out and support him. And I appreciate that. And we want to talk about people utilizing social media for the wrong reasons. You know, coming out of the closet and being racist or being a bigot or being discriminatory, and it shouldn't be one of the things that you should be doing on social media. You know, this. But at the same time, we got a lot of clowns who freely come outside and behave in that same manner as well. Bottom line is, treat people like humans. And speaking of treating folks like humans, we know there's a quarterback named Patrick Mahomes who picked up a $503 million contract. And Patrick Mahomes, he spoke about his deal today. It was interesting. He was asked what he plans on doing with that money. He says that outside of, you know, doing whatever the hell you do with $500 million, get a house, get your mom a house, and get some cars and live safely, try to put some of that money away to keep it in the family forever and ever and ever. I enjoyed what he said. You know, Patrick Mahomes said, I want to utilize a good portion of this money to try to help and improve the lives of other people, you know, here in the United States of America and hopefully around the world. I mean, it's his money. He is more than welcome to do whatever the hell that he wants with it. And he's always come across as a good dude to me. You know, some folks can come across as phony. Cough, cough, Alex Rodriguez, cough, cough. I'm Lance Armstrong. I actually am disappointed I didn't forget Lance Armstrong's name. I wish I did. But, you know, he doesn't come across as a phony dude. You know, I'm pretty sure Patrick Mahomes is a regular 24-year-old dude when he gets in his house, but he doesn't come across as being a jerk. He comes across as being extremely authentic. So he wants to help people and help evoke change, and I appreciate that. Now, having said that, when we talk about between the lines, if we can actually ever get some action between them again, there have been a lot of articles and a lot of conversations today about who's the next quarterback to step up. Who's the next guy? You know, I told you last night, Deshaun Watson, in response, he was asked on Twitter what he thinks about Patrick Mahomes' contract. And, you know, he pretty much kind of posted a meme, a photo of a baby smirking like, oh, yeah, this means I'm going to get some money. And it does. Deshaun Watson is going to get paid. This may up him a few million dollars. He's not going to approach Patrick Mahomes. I don't think nobody is at this point in time. You know, maybe Dak Prescott. This is a reason he wanted to see what Pat Mahomes was getting before he put in his own damn bid. And Pat Mahomes also said, you know, his godfather, LaTroy Hawkins, former reliever, Major League Baseball, bounced around Rockies, Twins, Yankees, Florida. I mean, I can't even think all the teams LaTroy played on. And his dad, Pat Mahomes, pitcher I can recall for the New York Mets and Rangers bounced around as well. You know, he comes from a family of professional athletes. Pat Mahomes didn't just poof end up on the scene. You know, I remember watching his dad. I remember watching LaTroy. I remember them breaking in to the big leagues. And I guess that makes me old, even though I'm not. But it's certainly what's going on with Pat right now. And, you know, who's the next quarterback to step up? Who is the next young guy? Not necessarily with the money. You know, is Kyler Murray going to be protected behind that offensive line out in Phoenix? You know, is Josh Allen, is he going to tone it down, the wildness and some of the turnovers? Is he going to become more accurate? Can he last? Or is he on a path of a Cam Newton? We have Baker Mayfield, who's pretty much on his last legs. He's still a young QB, and he has all the weapons in the world. Think about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has weapons. You got an OG, Larry Fitzgerald. You're bringing in a DeAndre Hopkins. You got Christian Kirk. You can run the ball with Kenyon Drake. And then you look at Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry. You got obviously Odell Beckham Jr. You're signing Austin Hooper. Okay, Njoku wants to get out of Dodge because he doesn't think he's going to catch passes. But you think about the weapons that these guys have. There should be no reason for them not to go out and perform. And then you still have quarterbacks like Tua Tagovailoa. We haven't seen him throw a pass in the NFL. But there are high expectations for him. You know, I like Kyler Murray. I can't wait to see Kyler kind of move into that spot. You want to talk about an undersized quarterback. People looked at Russell Wilson. How's he going to do it? He's undersized. He's short. He can barely see over the offensive line. This guy hasn't missed a football game in 8 years. Okay? Is that going to be the career for Kyler Murray? I wouldn't say so. Not necessarily. There aren't too many QBs who can go out and be Iron Men. Especially someone smaller than Russell Wilson. You have Daniel Jones. Did he prove enough last year? If he can cut down on his turnovers, can his New York Giants wide receivers turn up and show out and help him out? You know, are we going to have a bounce back year from his running back, Saquon Barkley, who came in into the NFL and won Rookie of the Year? Sam Darnold, I mean, the New York Jets last night, I said Sam Darnold he's the bus driver driving the janky bus. I mean, some of the parts in the front and the back are just falling apart. That's the New York Jets. You know, can Sam Darnold be positioned for success? So when we talk about these second year QBs, guys who are going into their third year, guys who are going into their second year, who are you most excited about? If we can get a 16-game season, hell if I know. But if we can, who is the next young quarterback to step up? You know, don't tell me about Deshaun Watson. I mean, he's in the same damn draft class as Patrick Mahomes. Who's the next young quarterback who we're going to be seeing lighting it up and making his mark for years to come? You know, is it Lamar? Obviously Lamar is there, but who's someone who's sneaking up on everybody? Who's someone we're not talking about at the quarterback position? Kyler Murray, I don't think he gets as much love as he should. I think Lamar and Pat have stolen a lot of that shine, especially for a guy coming off of 1 year. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Which quarterback is next up? On the young side, it's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about quarterbacks. There's a quarterback who got $500 million yesterday. Not all at one time, but he has the potential to earn that. His name is Patrick Mahomes. Who's the next young quarterback? Who's the next guy who's been playing for a year or 2 years? Who's the next dude who's going to make noise? I like Kyler Murray. If he can go out and stay healthy, I think the future is bright for him. I think he has an opportunity right now with a Larry Fitzgerald, a DeAndre Hopkins, a Kenyon Drake, a Kirk. I mean, he has the opportunity right now to continue and progress his career forward. You have guys like Baker Mayfield. It's crazy to say, as young as he is, he needs to either get the job done or he needs to take a back seat. He needs to do it this season for the Browns. Otherwise, he may not have that many chances. He may have to earn his way back into a starting spot on another team for another organization. The phone lines are open right now, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Who is the next quarterback? Who's going to step up? Not everybody's going to be a Pat Mahomes. But which young QB are you expecting to have a great career, potentially pick up a Super Bowl? Let's not waste any time. We got Quigley. Quigley is calling up from New Mexico. Quigley, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please go on ahead.
Good evening, sir. This is going to sound okay. Baker Mayfield, I think he's been doing everything right so far this season as far as the offseason. And if he keeps his mouth shut and starts playing football and listening to the coaches and with all his weapons, he could take the Browns pretty deep in the playoffs. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl, but they can make some noise. That's my feeling on Baker Mayfield. And may I say something about Cam Newton?
Well, one second. I mean, in regards to Baker, Baker got to get the job done. I mean, 21 interceptions, 6 fumbles. I mean, you're correct. He's doing everything he needs to do this offseason. Okay? Baker Mayfield is talking about how he's going to shut up. So far, he's shut up. Baker Mayfield is sharing photos online because that's what people do now. Baker Mayfield is showing everyone that he's in shape, that he lost weight. Okay, well, you know, if we can actually get a 16-game season, continue on that way. So I actually agree with you. I actually think the odds are better that Baker will perform than disappoint like he did last year with the entire team.
I hope so. I'm so sick of the Browns being just the Browns, you know. He's got some good weapons.
Browns are going to brown, Quigley. What are your thoughts on Cam? You said you had a point to make there. Go ahead.
Yeah, when I heard about he signed with the Patriots, I almost fell off the chair. I was laughing so hard.
Wow.
If anybody on the planet, including the sports media, thinks that Bill Belichick is going to put up with his more worried about his fashion and dancing around like a strutting peacock on the field when he makes a play, that's not going to work. Bill Belichick's not going to do that. I've noticed that of all the teams in the NFL, they do the least amount of showboating, and that's just my thought on Cam Newton.
Okay, well, if you're Bill Belichick, what is the name of the game? I mean, Herman Edwards was here on the show about a month ago. What is Herman Edwards' famous saying? You play to do what?
I probably didn't hear it because I...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. You don't know Herman Edwards said 15 years ago?
No, I don't recall.
Oh, no, Quigley. I'm going to ask Kevin. Kevin is on the next line. Quigley, you pay attention, okay?
I'm from Wyoming. I don't hear a lot of this stuff.
It doesn't matter. You watch football, okay? All right.
No, I don't watch football. I listen to it. I've watched football games.
Quigley, I'm going to tell you. I'll save you some time. Quigley, you play to win the game, okay? And that's what Bill Belichick is going to try to do. Thank you, Quigley, for calling up from New Mexico, okay?
You be safe and healthy.
You as well. Yeah, you play to win the game. Bill Belichick wants to win some damn games. Bill Belichick, if we can get 16 games, I don't know if we're going to have preseason football, but if we can at least get to a regular season, it's going to be real simple. Bill Belichick is going to walk into a damn room, and he's already done this mentally in his head. He looks at Brian Hoyer, and he's just like, oh, nah, I don't want to put that damn guy in the game. I mean, I'm trying to win some games here. I'm trying to be Shula out here. What the hell am I putting Brian Hoyer out there for? He looks at Jarrett Stidham. He walks in a room and he goes, look at this young guy. This guy can't even shave. This guy hasn't thrown NFL passes. His only touchdown is to Jamal damn Adams. And then he looks at Cam Newton and he goes, okay, 31 years old, took a team to a Super Bowl, you know, may have a bum foot, bum shoulder. What the hell do I have to lose? Suit it up and go run the football and try to win us some games. The threat of Cam Newton is greater than the other guys that you have out there on the field. So at least you have 3 options. So and also this, because we have so much uncertainty this year, because he's on a 1-year deal, what the hell does Bill Belichick and the Patriots have to lose by having Cam Newton as a member of the organization? Nothing. We're not going to see fancy press conferences. We're not going to see potential fashion walkthroughs. This is going to be bare bones football if we can even get any. It's not going to be a crowd. There's not going to be a lot of anything. Now, let's go to Dan in Ohio. Dan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Which quarterback, which young quarterback do you think is flying under the radar right now?
Well, I personally, I do think it's Baker Mayfield because he had a great rookie season.
Yeah.
It was no less than great. Okay, being a Browns fan. He faltered last year because the whole team faltered. Okay, and I think a lot of that was the mistake that the Browns made of making Freddie Kitchens the head coach. I think the whole team suffered from that. And I think obviously the Browns are loaded. They're special skills people. They could be the number one team in the league. You think that's possible?
I'm not putting anything that big on the Browns until they actually do it.
Why? I'm just trying to say how loaded they are at the special skills position. That's all.
Yeah, well, we know what they say about paper. You got to go out there and play.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
If they offered you the Cleveland Browns job, would you take it today?
What job? To coach the team?
Head coach. If you were head coach, would they offer you the job? Would you take
it? Dan, I like sitting here talking to you. Hell no. I'm not going anywhere.
Really, if you were a head coach, would you take that job?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I would have enough foresight to know that playing or collecting a paycheck from the Browns, even though the money might be good, it might send me into the toilet. That's just a fact.
But you—that's your destiny that you have to fulfill. You have to make to create your own future.
Well, I mean, if anybody's destiny was to be a member of the Cleveland Browns, I certainly will pray for them. Dan, I appreciate you for calling up from Ohio.
Let me say one more thing.
Well, what do you think this is, Dan? Go ahead.
Baker Mayfield. I think it'd be a number of quarterbacks could take giant steps next year.
Well, yeah, we're talking about each and every one of them, Dan. So stay tuned.
The youngsters. It could be a big season for a lot of youngsters.
We're gonna talk about them. There are a lot of other people who have opinions on that too. Dan, I appreciate you for calling up from Ohio. Okay.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Shout outs to Dan from Ohio. We're gonna continue to take your phone calls. Ben in Illinois, Cade in South Carolina, Kevin in Illinois. I want to know which quarterbacks are gonna step up. And speaking about stepping up, I told you about Ronnie Lott, hard hitting, just body rocking Ronnie Lott, representing for the Bay Area and the San Francisco 49ers. He has some thoughts on a coach. You talk about Freddie Kitchens shouldn't have been coaching the Browns. Ronnie Lott has some thoughts on Coach Shanahan. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to continue with your phone calls. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about quarterbacks. It's explosive. Sorry, I had to listen to the music real quick. Listen, not everybody's going to get $500 million like Patrick Mahomes. But we are going to have some younger quarterbacks who are going to step up. We're going to have some other quarterbacks who are going to try and reach for the stars when it comes down to that money. And we're going to continue to take your phone calls. Phone lines open, 855-212-4CBS. Which young quarterback is going to be the next to step up? Okay, we know about Lamar Jackson. We know about Deshaun Watson. Which young quarterback is kind of under the radar right now? Phone lines are open, but before we go ahead and continue with these phone lines, I'm going to let you know about the Player of the Week brought to you by Grainger. Okay, let's see who got it done. This week is Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw. Earlier today, LA manager Mr. Dave Roberts, he announced that the Southpaw is going to start for the team on opening day later this month. Okay, this is the ninth time Clayton Kershaw is going to start a season for the Dodgers. Okay, getting the opening day nod. The Player of the Week was sponsored by Grainger. As you get back to business, Grainger is there to help with supplies and solutions for every industry, safety recovery guys, 24/7 support and more. Visit Grainger.com/recovery. Grainger. For the ones who get it done. Let's talk about some young quarterbacks who are going to get it done. Ben is calling up from Illinois. I know he is not going to tell me, Mr. Trubisky. Ben, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. You're not going to tell me how great Mitch is, are you?
JR, what's up, my man? No, not tonight. I'm just south of Wisconsin border on Packers fan. Besides that, So I've been kind of bouncing back and forth between Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, and Kyler Murray. I'm really thinking Kyler Murray, though, because, you know, he's got a lot of great weapons, his ability to work inside of the pocket and move outside if he has to. Mm-hmm. Kind of reminds me of like a Russell Wilson almost. So I'm thinking if he can stay healthy, you know, he's got a lot of great weapons he's working with. You know, he's got Fitz. He's got now he's got DeAndre Hopkins. And, yeah, I think if that defense just gives him a good chance to go out, I think he's going to be able to put on a show.
Yeah, God bless him. I hope the offensive line does a better job protecting him as well. I mean, he's young, but he was basically a crash test dummy. But that's certainly part of the process is protecting the young quarterback. Ben, I appreciate you for calling up from Illinois, okay?
For sure, man. Have a good night.
You as well. Let's go to South Carolina. Let's talk to Cade. Cade, you are on CBS Sports Radio. Please go on ahead. Give me a quarterback.
Hey, what's up, man? I was thinking big gamble, but Gardner Minshew.
Who?
Gardner, what's his last name? Plays for the Jaguars.
Oh, Gardner Minshew. Cade, you sound like you're are you under the water in Jacksonville? Like, where are you?
No, I'm just chilling, but
yeah,
I was like, a big gamble. Why not? You got the hair, the shorts.
Okay, Cade. Cade, I don't know. Maybe Cade is swimming in the coast off the Atlantic Ocean in Jacksonville. The only thing I understood is Gardner Minshew. And yeah, I think a lot of folks are discounting Gardner Minshew. He had a solid season last year, finally got that opportunity. But at the end of the day, a lot of times you can look at the team that the guy plays for. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, even in bringing in Tom Coughlin, they couldn't even sustain that going to the AFC title game a few seasons ago. They had to blow things up again. I don't have faith or confidence. I appreciate any quarterback in his rookie year who can go out and throw for 3,000-plus yards and almost 20-plus touchdowns and 6 interceptions. I think that's a great touchdown-interception ratio. But can he do it again? Was that a fluke? Does he have the supporting cast around him to go out and make some moves? And at the same time, I'll say this again. This is the Jaguars. I know you have a solid receiver, DJ Shark. You have Leonard Fournette, who they tried to trade. It just seems like the Jaguars are always in the process of trying to start over again. Kevin in Illinois. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me a quarterback. Who's on the up and up?
What's cracking, JR? What's good?
I'm here with you, Kevin. Give me a QB on the up and up. What's up?
QB, you already know, Tyler Mears. Just like your last caller stated, first ballot Hall of Famer Larry Fitzgerald, D-Hop, Cliff Kingsbury, running gun, scheme set up for him to be successful. I'm going with young Kyler Murray. And like you said, get that offensive line a little bit more stout, give him some protection. The rest is history. Let's see what we can do. Need some time, though.
He's so small. I mean, that's my only – if I have any reservation, it's the same reservation that everybody had about him when he entered the NFL. It's look how small Kyler Murray is. Well, damn it. Russell Wilson is small, has never missed a game, but Russell Wilson is stout. He's not a small man by any stretch of the imagination. Take it from someone who has met and been around Russell Wilson. He may be quote-unquote small by football standards, but he's not a small dude. Kyler Murray, I've also been around Kyler Murray. Now, he's a smaller guy, and it just seems that I just hope that one hit doesn't come that just takes him off his damn feet. Because he looks like he's capable. Well, let's see what happens. Kev, I appreciate you for calling up from Illinois.
All right.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Gage, who's calling up from Georgia. Gage, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm here with you, Gage.
Yeah, I think you took the words right out of my mouth. I think Deshaun Watson's the next guy to sign a Patrick Mahomes-type contract. But as far as
whoa, that certainly didn't come out of my mouth. I think Patrick Mahomes is sitting in an island by himself. Deshaun Watson would have to go and just win a Super Bowl, and even that is, I don't think it's going to immediately put him in $500 million quarterback territory.
You don't think he's a $500 million
no.
quarterback? Okay, let me ask you this: what's he have to do to prove that to you? Because over the past years, he hadn't been given a whole lot of weapons other than DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller.
It doesn't matter. What are we living in? A woulda, coulda, shoulda world? I mean, the reality is that they both came in the same draft class. Unfortunately, they were both taken behind Mitch Trubisky. And the reality is, look, it don't matter what he did. When he came in, no one, nobody, zip, zero, zilch, find me the quarterback who has come in the way that Patrick Mahomes has. I mean, find me something that Deshaun Watson has done over the past three seasons that's indicative of what Pat Mahomes has done in his first full two seasons of playing. Is there a comparison, Gage?
No, okay, you got me there. You got me there.
Oh, right, well, I do have you there. I mean, what you want to know what Deshaun Watson would have to do? Deshaun Watson would have to come out and say, look, guys, here's 60 touchdowns, okay? Here's 5 interceptions. Here's 6,000 yards. And maybe the Texans will go out and give this damn guy a $500 million contract. Throw that idea out the window.
I'm not even saying the Texans have to re-sign him. I'm saying somebody else could pick him up and work with him, you know, like
Coach Bill O'Brien would trade for you and me in a heartbeat to replace DeAndre Hopkins. So, you know, I wouldn't put it past them to re-sign him for a ridiculous contract, but it ain't Bill O'Brien's money. Well, Gage, I appreciate you calling up from Georgia.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, be well. I mean, yeah, there's no Deshaun Watson. Throw it out the window. Find me the quarterback. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's going to be one of the younger guys, but that's going to be tough to come by. I don't think anyone will approach that money. I don't think we're going to have a player, a quarterback, approach that length of a contract. Forget that. Throw it out the window. Who's giving a quarterback a 10-year contract? I don't see that happening. Maybe 7-8 years, I guess. And even besides that, when you talk about the money, the salary cap is going to have to go up. Who knows how long that's going to take? Might be a few years from now. Russell is calling up from Miami. Russell, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Which young quarterback is going to make some damn moves?
Hey, thank you, sir, for taking my call. I wanted to ask you, do you think Tua has what it takes to turn the tide in Miami, and do you think Fitzpatrick will have a lot to do with his growth also?
Oh, absolutely. Well, Russell, one thing at a time. Ryan Fitzpatrick is not a jerk. I mean, he's a competitor, but he pretty much knows his role. He's not a dummy. He knows his purpose. He knows his job in the NFL and the league right now, and his job is to basically keep the seat warm for Tua Tagovailoa, and he's going
to
get a nice...
He'll commit to that?
What choice does he have? Not to have a job?
He's a competitor.
He's a competitor, but he's not someone who understands that he's going to win. Ryan Fitzpatrick has served. Russell, look, you got a job, Russell?
Absolutely, sir.
You got a job. Well, you go and you do what they ask you to do, right?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because you want the money, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, it ain't no damn different than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Look at his career. This is a guy who's approaching 40. He will throw you into a game, and he will throw you out. It didn't matter if he...
But I also know my place.
Well, you don't think he does? He's not a stupid man. He went to a smart people's...
That's all I'm asking is that...
Well, I'm telling you. He went to... Well,
okay.
Russell, he went to a smart people's... He went to a smart person school, okay? He didn't go to a... He didn't go to dummy university here.
No, I think he's the best candidate to coach him up. I agree.
Well, that's why I'm telling you. I mean, you're asking me questions. Do I think he's a competitor? Yeah, everybody in the NFL is a competitor. I mean, we got some lazy bums in the league collecting a paycheck. But, Ryan Fitzpatrick
is not one. Story. I know it's got to be tough to be a competitor and know that line when to be a teacher. That's what I'm saying. I think they're in a tight spot in Miami. We got a lot of high hopes for Tua, and we're hoping that Fitzpatrick, can coach him up. You know, that's all.
Well, true. Listen.
I
wouldn't worry about that too much, Russell, because at the end of the day, everybody knows that the Dolphins ain't going no damn where with Ryan Fitzpatrick. The plan is for him to, pat this guy on the shoulder and try to rear him along and then get the hell out the picture. It's really simple. That's the name of the game. Ryan Fitzpatrick is not he's not a dummy. John in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Please go on ahead. Give me a QB.
Yes. I heard you telling Gage about, I'm talking about Deshaun Watson. Now, I'm not saying Deshaun Watson is no Patrick Mahomes, because everybody knows no one's no Patrick Mahomes as far as young quarterbacks.
Sure.
But tell me a young quarterback besides Patrick Mahomes that's better than Deshaun Watson? Yeah, tell me. Can you tell me?
Well, I mean, you could venture to go ahead and look at Lamar Jackson. That would probably be the other young quarterback.
Oh,
if you,
no.
If you want to talk about accomplishments and what has been done already, I mean, the guy is walking around with an MVP trophy.
True, true. That's very true. But as far as contract goes, I don't think we'll see another contract like that in the NFL as far as for quarterbacks go, what Patrick Mahomes did. I don't think we'll never see that again. But well, I think Deshaun Watson, he has a lot to prove in the NFL because not just that his name is a brand, but a lot of people want to see the accomplishment that he did at Clemson, took Clemson to their first win as championship to Houston. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, John, I need you to do me a favor. You ready, John?
Yes.
You need to go find Bill O'Brien, find his phone number, and then ask him why he keeps making dumb trades. You do that for me, and then I think Deshaun Watson will have all the help that he needs. As you know, Coach O'Brien is he's on the good stuff. Okay.
I'd rather ask Jerry Jones.
Oh well, Jerry Jones doesn't want to talk anybody right now because he might embarrass himself. John, I appreciate you for calling up from Houston.
All right.
No doubt about it. Listen, folks, you're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We will continue this conversation. And at the same time, I want to let you know about what's going on in the NBA world. And Bob Arum is coming up next hour as well for all my boxing fans. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.